as we see on that day of Pentecost, or as in the Old Testament, God sends out his message to the elders. And so may that message reverberate within our lives today. Amen. Today is a kind of unique weekend because Pentecost falls on the same weekend as Memorial Day. And because both are important within our community and also within the community of faith, it is kind of hard to kind of figure out how to really talk about both. And yet, that's what I'm going to try to do. Last year on Memorial Day weekend, we shared a video. It was about cemeteries around the world in which our American soldiers paid the ultimate price. And as I watched that video, I remember thinking, all these gravestones, and what do we know about each of these individuals? What we see is a marker. What we don't see is, who were these individuals who paid the ultimate price for you and my liberty? A number of years ago, when I was in Washington, D.C., I stood at the Vietnam Memorial because it was a part of our lifetime. It was very interesting because, having gone through all of that time, there standing in front of it, it was a very moving experience as you touched it and tears began to flow because you remember that time and the turmoil of the times. And the fact that we called it oftentimes the Vietnam conflict, or several other names because we didn't want to call it a war. Remembering those who came back, not in the same way as sometimes we've welcomed others back. And fortunately, over time, the treatments of those who paid that ultimate sacrifice and those who returned have now been given some of the honor due that belongs to them. Sometimes it's hard to have a clear message. And sometimes it's hard for us to see who the messengers really are. Memorial Day is a day to remember those who did the ultimate sacrifice, who clarified that freedom that you and I have as individuals. It's interesting to me today how many times I hear people, and there was a time when we didn't do this, at least say thank you to every person who has served as a vet. The spirit of the message was there on Pentecost. The disciples gathered in an upper room, waiting for God to pour out his spirit. And we have an altogether different scene as the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the disciples, the wind and the tongues of fire and speaking in various tongues. And look at how people looked at the messengers at that time. People saw them and complained, even some of them, about they were men filled with too much wine. That was the day of Pentecost, and yet all of them were given an important message. And on those individuals, God poured out his spirit, and those men turned the world upside down because of the message that they shared in their times. The Old Testament lesson takes us way back to the children of Israel and at the time of the Exodus. And God poured out his spirit upon the elders. And then we have that incident with Eldad and Medad, who there in the midst of the gathering of people, not with the elders, also had the Spirit poured out upon them. And they shared the message, and people questioned the messengers. So we have all these pictures of God pouring out his Spirit upon the church. Every generation, we need messengers to proclaim the good news of what Christ has accomplished for each and every one of us. Look at all the people we can remember in our own lifetime were the great messengers. Many of us stood in awe oftentimes when Billy Graham preached. Or for those of us in the Missouri Synod, we always loved listening to Dr. Hoffman or others. Names may come to mind as those messengers who proclaimed the message in a way that kind of affected our lives. But also today, Trinity, this congregation is preparing to call a shepherd, someone to lead you. It's a time for God's people to be praying, to be encouraging of one another, to witness to one another God's grace in your midst. And so often, we get so wrapped up in the messenger that we sometimes ignore the message. As you are starting out this process, as the elders are working through the list of the names that have been given to you, remember that God's Spirit is at work. The man you will come with weaknesses and strengths. And I recognize in the culture in which we find ourselves, it'll be easy for us to look at our leaders and point out their weaknesses rather than their strengths. Through my years of working through the reconciliation process, it is easy for congregations to go down the slippery slope of focusing on the idols of their shepherd, because we all have them. All human beings have idols, and when our focus is what is on the wrong, or what we don't like about a person, makes it difficult to recognize their strengths. The progression of an idol begins with a fear or a desire that leads to mistrust, that leads to demands, and then that's expectations, the frustration. And yes, we know it ultimately leads to judging and punishment. Satan has a heyday when that happens among God's people. As you take your next steps, remember you are calling a man who has been trained, a man who is there because he feels God pulling at his heart, a man who ought to be sharing that message through relationships in action and with people. It ought to be as all of us gather together and work together as we've been working through the last 3 years on. That whole idea of we are a people who are in need of reconciliation, first and foremost with our God and then with one another. Too often, congregations become so focused on the messenger, on his personality, his demeanor, that they don't even hear the message. Pastors need to know that people care. Pastors need to know that their people are praying for them. Pastors need your support. Pastors are no different than anyone sitting here. They are part of humanity. And yes, they will fail, and they will disappoint you. They will stumble. And when that happens, That's when the body of Christ needs to rise up and bring about that reconciliation they need with not only all of you, but with their God. It's so easy in this culture to point out the errors of others, because so often we're so focused on our own identity and our own self. And yet, what happened on that first Pentecost? Think about that day. There they were in that room, and the Spirit was poured out upon them, and the tongues of fire and the language, and all the people heard a message. And if we don't believe there was a message that was proclaimed, then why were there 3,000 people baptized that day? It wasn't about the messenger. It was about the message. It was about the Holy Spirit at work in the lives of God's people. It was about where the Word of God is present and taught, and the sacraments are shared. Some of them knew those disciples. Some of them knew the struggles of those disciples. And yet, through the working of the Holy Spirit, a powerful message was proclaimed that day. The Holy Spirit poured out. And these men who heard that message would turn the world upside down for centuries. When a soldier enlists in our military, he also has to realize the risks when he signs that line. On a Memorial Day weekend, we see full well those who paid the ultimate price. And yet, as we look at graves, or as we think about those who made the ultimate sacrifice, what was the message? It's about our freedom. But if we really want to have freedom, it is in knowing who Jesus Christ is in our lives. It is about basing our relationships with one another on what God has accomplished for us. God paid the ultimate in sending His one and only Son to suffer and die and take our place. You cannot save yourselves. And every soldier who signs up knows that one day he may have to pay that ultimate sacrifice. That's what this weekend is all about when we remember Memorial Day. Thanking those who gave of themselves, even to the point of death, so that we might have freedom. People of God, it's a time to think about the message. There will be all kinds of messengers, but never forget who you are because of what Christ has accomplished for you. I want you to never forget that, because that's the most important thing you can carry in your heart. God loves you. God has always loved you. God will always love you. And I want to end with this brief video, also remembering those who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
With the rising of the sun each morning, we remember how you rose to the call. And with every sunset, in every evening, we remember the beauty of your sacrifice. We remember what you stood for, and we will not forget what it cost. To the families, friends, and fellow service members of the heroes we've lost, we remember. In the peaceful days, in the quiet nights, in the moments of joy and laughter. In the seasons of celebration, we remember that it did not come without a price. Because of you, we can walk in liberty. Because of you, the flag is still there. Because of you, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. On this day, we remember the price you paid to pledge your allegiance. So today, tomorrow, and for the rest of our lives, we remember.